Hello and welcome to another edition of Seinfeld in Character. My name is Dave and I am here with my co-host Jack.
Hello.
And today we are talking about Jackie Chiles.
Yes, we are.
What are your instant thoughts about Jackie Chiles, Jack?
Who told you to put a bomb on? First thing I think of. And the only thing I think of, really.
The first and only thing you think of?
I mean, I kind of stopped thinking after that. The thought crosses my mind and I'm done.
You're a teenager, that's what you do. You start something and rarely finish it.
Oh, because you're always finishing every thought you have?
I do, I'm a responsible adult. One day you will be too.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, we're talking about the Jackie Chiles and I thought that he was... Heck, do you have a guess on how many episodes he was on?
10.
I would have thought the same as you. It's only 5.
Really?
And that includes the finale. The first episode featuring Jackie Chiles, The Maestro, and the last, the finale. And I think, I remember you being little, you've been watching Seinfeld since you were able to watch anything.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Are you questioning my parenting?
A little bit.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
Seinfeld
it.
Seinfeld followed by what? What would I watch next?
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, you have always watched quality entertainment.
Okay.
There's
been some not quality things I've seen.
Like what?
Some of the shows I'd watch when I was a kid. I'm sure they weren't great.
But you've grown up with a sophisticated sense of humor because you watched things like Seinfeld and Monty Python and things like that.
All right.
So you're welcome.
Okay.
But he is really a parody of Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
What do you know about Johnny Cochran?
The OJ case. He's the lawyer. One of the many.
One of many, yes. Yeah. One of many. In fact, so much so that Jackie Chiles, same initials, Johnny Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
This is a... And OJ was such a big thing on Seinfeld. From Kramer driving the white van.
Yeah.
Just because OJ was such a big deal in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know, like, OJ was the coronavirus of the mid-90s, except he only killed 2 people.
Yeah.
And...
Well, there's no proof.
No proof?
Yeah. He was proved innocent in one case.
But not in the civil trial.
But in the one that would send him to jail, he's an innocent man.
You don't really think OJ didn't kill those people, did you?
In the court of law, he was proved innocent. The gloves did not fit, so they quit.
Well, that's
the saying, that's definitely the saying.
That's part of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And they cashed in on that. So in The Maestro, and the character, I learned this, and I do remember this. He's been in commercials. He was in some skits on Funny or Die. This is the same character. But really, the best episode featuring Jackie Chiles is The Maestro, and the plot revolves around Kramer burning himself with coffee that he has smuggled in to the movies from Java World.
All right, yeah.
This is another thing where not only is OJ influencing Seinfeld, this was a real case, except it involved McDonald's.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Some lady bought McDonald's coffee, burned herself with the McDonald's coffee, and turned around and sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot.
Yeah.
Like, this is stupid. People will just sue anybody that they can to get a quick payment.
Suing, yeah.
Right.
And then on Curb this year, they proved the coffee's not hot by sticking their nose in it.
That's right.
Right? They brought it all back around.
Larry and John Hamm test coffee temperature by sticking your nose in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't drink coffee, but if I did, I would do that.
You do the nose test?
The nose test, yeah.
All right.
The nose test,
or
I think, works.
Or just sip it and see how it tastes.
Well, there's always that.
Temperature.
This is based on a real case. And Jackie, at least at first, proves himself to be a good lawyer because he has brought about at least a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is Kramer going to get free coffee for a lifetime from Java World, he's about to get money.
Yeah.
But accepts it instantly after getting the free coffee.
Yeah.
We don't know how much Kramer would have gotten. This is the first of many situations where Kramer will burn Jackie Chiles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel bad for Jackie Childs?
A little bit, yeah.
Because you get
he does keep taking Kramer's cases, though.
He does.
For some reason.
He seems, I mean, he's set up to be this kind of like swindler lawyer.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Because he's going to deal with Kramer. And this is where the famous line of him telling Kramer not to put the bomb on to heal his burns. Who does tell him to put the bomb on?
The maestro.
The maestro, Bob Cobb,
tells
him to put the bomb on. He has an appointment set up, and I did not realize this was a running theme as well. This is another, there's a lot of characters that you never see in TV.
Yeah.
One of now, I'm adding to the list, is Dr. Bison.
Oh, does he go to Dr. Bison?
He has an appointment to see Dr. Bison.
Uh-huh.
But Kramer instead puts the bomb on at the direction of the maestro, never gets to Dr. Bison, and as we'll see in all of the Jackie Childs episodes, Dr. Bison is mentioned.
I don't remember that.
So Dr. Bison must be the doctor that he has in his pocket that will give him the diagnosis that he needs to succeed in his suit.
All right.
But Kramer always messes it up, and Dr. Bison is not utilized properly. The next is the caddy, and this centers around Sue Ellen Mischke, the braless wonder, not wearing a bra, causing a car accident, which Kramer then calls Jackie Childs again.
Yeah.
Jackie Childs describes Sue Ellen Mischke as lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous.
Yeah.
And this is where you get the thing that you've mentioned with the gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of, putting the bomb on, now she's putting the bra on.
Mm-hmm.
And the bra does not fit. So you must acquit.
Yes.
Next, the Friars Club. And this centers around Kramer falling asleep on his Italian girlfriend, Connie, who thinks he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
He is Connie's lawyer in this episode, not Kramer's. He's probably happy to get back at Kramer a little bit.
Yeah.
But goes back to him one more time.
Well, doesn't he not take the case?
He doesn't take the case because it's Kramer.
Yeah.
Right. But he does take another case, and in this one, the abstinence, this is my favorite one. This is where Kramer's face is disfigured from being in the smoking lounge.
Yeah.
This is the best blooper. I mean, you and I watch a lot of bloopers on this show.
His face is like a catcher's mitt. Yeah.
And the bloopers of Jerry and Michael Richards trying to get through the scenes with Kramer's face are probably my favorite bloopers ever in the history of TV bloopers, because Jerry, who I think is laughing most of the time anyway, even on camera in stuff they use in the shows. This one, he can't even speak because his teeth are all messed up, and Michael Richards is loving it. He's loving the. I think he loves it that he makes Jerry not get through the scene.
Yeah,
and he's, look away. I'm hideous. Like he does, and he's like, look at your teeth. They're all brown, and you know, it's one of the best bloopers ever, and also one of my favorite. My favorite, I think, to put the bomb on is probably his catchphrase.
Yeah,
my favorite is in his description of Kramer. The man's a goblin.
Yeah.
And Kramer settles again where he could earn money.
Yeah.
Settles again to be the Marlboro man on the billboard. And Jackie Childs is just fed up again. He says something. It's either in that one or the finales. He says something about, this is just another in the long list of something. Oh, what does he say? I'm going to put a best of Jackie Childs on the end of this. I'm sure it's in there of embarrassing moments for him. So they all embarrass him. And then his last one is the finale. He represents all of them in the Good Samaritan trial, cancels his appointment with Dr. Bison. Cancel my appointment with Dr. Bison. So to get up there to defend them. And really, I guess does he end up winning in a different way, because he ends up with Sidra.
Yeah.
And lets Jerry know that they're real and they are spectacular. Yeah. And we did an episode on Sidra, so listen to the Seinfeld and Character Archives.
Are they still up, right?
Everything is up.
NeoZaz allows it?
NeoZaz.com, because of our generous Patreon donations, you can hear anything that's ever been done on NeoZaz free of charge anytime you want.
And there's our plug to keep people donating. I know this is going to want to be heard 10 years down the line.
This one specifically?
Uh-huh. I know it will be. So,
you might keep be right.
on donating.
So, I always ask you, has this person been on Friends?
No.
He has not. But I'll ask you this, Jack. Have I ever met this person?
Yes, you have. And I'm sure there's a rousing story that's about to follow.
Well,
so settle in.
Why are you taking the wind out of my story?
I'm not. I'm setting it up elegantly.
I was lucky enough at a convention, which I was tagging along with at least Chris from Star Wars in Character and Pass the Popcorn, because he goes to a lot of conventions to meet celebrities, Star Wars people, that whatnot. When I go to these things, I just would like to tag along because it's a fun trip. And there would always be somebody that I would be interested in. Like one time we went to one and I met Paul Gleason from The Breakfast Club and Die Hard.
Okay, yeah.
There's always somebody there that I'm interested in. And in this case, it was Phil Brown, Jackie Childs himself. And he's done a lot of other things. He's done a lot of animation. I'm not quite sure why he was there.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. Actually, I got it. Yeah. And the thing that was nice about it was I'm not a celebrity person and bothering celebrities or geeking out over celebrities, but there was nobody in his line at his table. He's just kind of sitting there reading a book. So I decided that I would, you know, pay for an autograph and hopefully have a conversation with him. And we did, and he was really, really nice. And some of these celebrities, when Chris will go, or you and I have gone to a lot of Phillies things like this.
Yeah.
Some of these guys would rather spit on you than talk to you.
Yeah.
He was more than happy to sit there and talk to me about Seinfeld, and we started talking about the put the bomb on thing, and he started to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of these, like, it would be like going to a celebrity or a comic and saying, hey, do your act. Do it right now for me for free. just do it. Make me laugh.
Yeah.
I would never do that. I didn't ask him to do the voice, but he went right into it. Did you put the bomb on? He asked me. I said, and I went back to him. I said, I didn't put the bomb on. And he said, who told you to put the bomb on? I said, I didn't put the bomb on. Did who told you to put the bomb on? And we were back and forth and back and forth, and then we both kind of laughed about it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that. I mean, I had already paid for my autograph, and we were just standing there talking. But it was a cool experience.
All right.
And he was a super nice guy. The thing that I think he was kind of surprised that I had mentioned was he's in one of my favorite overlooked movies of the 90s called Clay Pigeons.
Okay. Never heard of that.
It's Vince Vaughn and Joaquin Phoenix.
All right.
They did two movies together in the early 90s, that and Return to Paradise. But this movie is great. It's a really dark comedy, and Phil Brown and Janine Garofalo play detectives who are searching for a serial killer, which is Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
It's really funny in a dark way. I mean, there's people being murdered. And it's a young Joaquin Phoenix. Really good. If you haven't seen Clay Pigeons, I have no idea where we would find it. It's not like it's not like easy to find. But if you ever do come across it, it's really worth a watch. And part of it is really because of Phil Brown.
All right.
He's really good in it. And I think we started kind of talking about that. And it's when you see these celebrities and you talk about something obscure in their filmography, sometimes they're not, I want to say touched, but surprised that you would bring something up. And we talked mostly about that, not Seinfeld necessarily.
All right.
But another great character, I was surprised only 5 episodes. And by all accounts, Phil Brown is a hell of a nice guy.
All right.
All right, you ready for some trivia?
Already.
Can you reach the box?
I can.
I can. I'm too old. I can't stretch. You reach the box.
Exactly.
All right, ask me first. Pick a card. We're going to see who wins the Jackie Childs episode. 3 questions. Play along with us. I'm ready, Jack.
All right. First question, what is the name of Kramer's mother?
Oh, God. She's on the episode. She works as a in a in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. That was something that Seinfeld taught me. I didn't know women had that. Have you ever been in a bathroom where there's a bathroom attendant?
Like once, maybe.
It's awkward. In fact, that was on the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, he like pays a guy to leave, doesn't he?
He pays him to leave because he has to. He's like, I have to do a job. I really don't want you here.
Yeah.
And he lays it on the line for the guy. Nobody really wants the bathroom attendant in there.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Some people probably like it.
I don't know anybody who would.
I think people like it, or else they wouldn't do it.
It's very awkward. You feel compelled to tip the person.
Exactly.
You don't see it very often anymore. She is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
In a ladies' room, and I didn't know that women did this. And I could picture her. She
but you can't. She, you don't know her name.
She ends up getting romantic with Newman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy name. I'm so disappointed in myself. What is it?
You should be.
What is it?
It's Babs.
Babs.
Yep.
Okay, I'm 0-1.
All right. What is these pretzels are making me thirsty?
That is the line that Kramer is given in the Woody Allen movie that he is an extra in.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Last question. Where is the real building that is seen in exterior shots of Jerry's building?
Where is it in Manhattan?
This is a weirdly worded question, but where is the real building that is seen in exterior shots of Jerry's building?
Like Jerry's building,
yeah,
where is
like
it really?
Where is it actually?
I'll say the Upper West Side.
Los Angeles.
Oh, that's in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't even film that in New York?
Apparently not.
Come on.
All right.
That's lame. All right.
One for three.
I only got one, Jack. All right, here's yours. In The Implant, why is George trying to get a copy of his girlfriend's aunt's death certificate?
His girlfriend's aunt's death certificate? I don't know. I do not remember.
This is the double dip.
I don't know. Well, I know the double dip, but a copy of the girlfriend's aunt's death? I don't know.
Why would George be doing anything?
To get himself out of something. I don't know. I don't know the answer. What is it?
He's trying to get the bereavement fare on his flight.
He
can only do that if he produces a death certificate, which he can't get. So what is he? Do you remember what he gives to try to get it at the end?
I don't know.
He gets his picture taken next to the coffin.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
So it doesn't work. All right, you're 0-1. In The Revenge, what is the unseen Newman threatening to do as he yells from the roof?
He's going to jump off and commit suicide.
That is correct.
Yeah, Larry David. Yeah. It's Larry. Isn't it Larry David's voice?
Yeah, it's one of like the million voices that he does. All right, here's your last one.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Mahaffey plays George's papier-mâché hat-making girlfriend. On what show does she play Alma Hodge?
I don't know. Alma Hodge? That name does sound familiar. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
It's Desperate Housewives. All right, we're tied.
I guess it wasn't familiar.
We're going to do a whole new card. Another three questions.
All right. In The Race, when Mr. Steinbrenner believes that George is a communist, who does he send George to meet?
Who does he send him to meet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Fidel Castro.
Okay. I was going to say that, but... Oh, okay. And then he... Okay. I remember now. Okay.
Because apparently Castro has an in on the Yankees organization.
Sure. Castro was supposed to be a baseball player.
Yeah. In Jerry's stand-up routine in The Pilot... What does Jerry call the nightclub of clothes?
The nightclub of clothes. The washing machine.
Yes, washing machine.
Okay, I don't know if it was going to be washing machine or dryer, but...
Yeah. All right, last question. What character makes his first on-screen appearance in season 3 coming out of Kramer's apartment in The Suicide?
Newman.
Yes. All right. Two All for right. three.
You got to get 3 out of 3 to beat me, or if you get 2 out of 3, we'll do a whole nother card.
All right.
While Kramer is visiting a police sketch artist with George and Jerry, the police pay Kramer $30 to do what job?
To stand in the line. The whatever you call it line.
That is correct.
Yeah.
What does Jerry say is the, quote, financial equivalent of a complete rectal examination?
The financial equivalent?
Of a complete rectal examination.
I don't know. I don't remember. No.
An audit.
Okay.
It's in the episode The Truth.
All right. All right,
you got to get this tie. On the show, Kramer was fired from a Woody Allen movie. Mm-hmm. Which cast member had better luck by appearing in 2 Woody Allen films?
Which cast member appeared in 2?
Which real life? Which...
Larry David.
That is incorrect.
No? Okay.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was in Hannah and Her Sisters and Deconstructing Harry. That means you lose, my friend. Right. I'm sorry.
All right.
But you lose. That's the way it is.
Mm. Well, are you happy that you beat a person much younger than you?
That doesn't matter. You've been watching Seinfeld long enough. There are no excuses.
You've seen it longer, though. You've seen more episodes.
There are no
excuses. You've
seen
it more recently.
There are no excuses.
I think there can be.
Okay. A faulty craftsman blames his tools. Do you ever hear that expression?
Yeah, I have.
That's you right now.
Yeah. I learned that from Handy Manny. This is an example of one of the poor shows that I watched growing up.
Coming soon to news as Handy Manny in character. First episode?
Handy Manny. Second episode? I think there's a talking hammer, maybe?
I was going to ask you if you remember any other names.
I don't know.
Or are they just called Hammer?
I have no idea. Screwdriver. I don't remember. There's the little Einsteins.
That was Wilder Valderrama, right? He was Handy
who?
Manny?
I don't know who that is.
From That 70s Show.
I don't know.
That 70s Show in character. Coming soon to Neo's as.
All right.
What did you say? Little Einsteins? Little Einsteins in character. Coming
Little
to
Einsteins
Neo's
wasn't that bad. There was, I think one of his name was Leo. That's all I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Seinfeld in Character. We'll be back with another, possibly one other of these less obscure, I'll say, characters.
Yeah.
Because we did Putty, we did Jackie Chiles. I would still really like to do Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
Because we're both really missing baseball. I don't know if you're
so
baseball people
it.
Out there, but this... drought of baseball is really starting to get to me, man. So
yeah.
I think we need a little Keith Hernandez.
Won't that make you more sad?
It'll make me happy for how long are these? Like about 20 minutes? These episodes are happy.
25 minutes.
Make me happy for 20 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
20 minutes of joy. Right back to perpetual sadness, waiting for baseball to start.
That's the way to look at it,
yeah.
Son. All right, join us on the next episode of Seinfeld in Character. Check out neozez.com for any back episodes of not only Seinfeld in Character, but any of the nonsense that we're up to at Neozez. And trust me, there's a lot of nonsense. We leave you now with the best of Jackie Chiles.
You don't have to help anybody. That's what this country's all about. That's deplorable, unfathomable, improbable.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. Now, when you took a sip, did you notice it was hot?
All right.
I can get my own damn coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for them. It's an infringement on your constitutional rights. It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
You put the bomb on? Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on. Why'd you put the bomb on?
It's got chocolate, peanuts, nougat. It's delicious. Scrumptious. Outstanding.
If you're going to put a bomb on, let a doctor put a bomb on.
Could you repeat that?
So a maestro tells you to put a bomb on and you do it?
No, top. She didn't have a top on? Well, how would you describe this woman? Would you say she was an attractive woman?
Who told you to put the cheese on? Did I tell you to put the cheese on? I didn't tell you to put the cheese on.
So we got an attractive woman wearing a bra, no top, walking around in broad daylight. She's flouting society's conventions. It's lewdious, salacious, outrageous.
You people with the cheese, it never ends. 20 years practicing law, I've never experienced anything like that.